Next patient is Heather Hootsma. That is H-E-A-T-H-E-R, Heather. Hootsma is H-O-U-T-S-M-A, Hootsma. H as in house, H-O-U-T-S-M-A. Heather Hootsma, date of birth is 7/29/72, date of visit 6/27/22. Please make a copy for Michelle Baumgartner. Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And Michelle Baumgartner, B-A-U-M. Let's see. B-U-M-G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Baumgartner, Johnston, PA. Michelle Baumgartner Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, Johnston, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of asthma. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 49-year-old female who had an episode of COVID-19. Infection in January 22, had been experiencing wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness. The patient was seen in the emergency room initially. About a month ago, and was treated for an acute episode of bronchitis, and received a course of steroids. And also has been using nebulized albuterol and Atrovent solution twice a day. The patient denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, but has nasal congestion post-nasal drip. And she denied nausea, vomiting, or reflux. She has been extremely overweight and is trying to lose some weight. And our most recent chest x-ray on 5/3/22 was clear with no evidence of pneumonia. Next paragraph, past history includes history for hyperlipidemia, history of asthma since childhood, past history for C-section. She also had a history for a heart attack and had coronary angiography with stenting. She denies any history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Can you also mention surgery also includes cholecystectomy, and C-section. Next paragraph. Family history, mother had a history of cancer. Which was metastatic, and father had a history of COPD. Next paragraph, habits, patient smoked half a pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Does not drink alcohol. Next, allergies to, can you please mention allergies to Keflex? Next paragraph, medalist albuterol HFA 2 puffs, PRN, nebulized albuterol and ipratropium solution twice daily, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, sertraline 25 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and one aspirin a day and Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, review of systems of patient. Double vision, no glaucoma. So no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency. So asthmatic symptoms, wheezing and cough. And some nausea. So no diarrhea, constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations. She has anxiety. She has muscle stiffness, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. There is no clubbing sign of this edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 68, respiration is 20, temps 975, weight is 244, saturation 95. HEND and norms, phallic pupils reactive. Clear over clear throat is mild injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy. No thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. With scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular. Asthma, S2, no. Murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexive, 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis, number 2. History of coronary artery disease. Number 3, allergic rhinitis. And next paragraph. I'm sorry, number 4 is obesity. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to continue with the nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times a day. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. I'm sorry, with contrast. She will also get an IgE level and CBC. And follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Advice coming for a follow-up in 3 weeks. Thank you for this conversation.